The music has stopped, so it's time to begin. Welcome to Zion on this June 23rd. I want you to all keep in mind that today is Becky and Matthew's 40th wedding anniversary, which is why Matthew isn't here with us today. They are actually celebrating on the date, which he mentioned in email is kind of a first for them. So we're going to start with the announcements this morning. So I would invite you to stand up and greet those around you that you didn't greet yet. And if you have an announcement, make your way forward, please.
It's payday for some of the kids. Remember last week I made them an offer? Not only kids, but up to 15, 16 years old. I have four of the boys, none of the girls, have given me some very short stories. So I need to have Dane, Emmett, Levi, and Isaac, come up here if they want to get their payday. Come on. Oh, he just left. Oh, here he comes. Wait, we're short two. There comes another one.
We're fortunate this morning to have Sunitha Millsap with us as our guest. She's the executive director of the Mennonite Women USA. So several of us attended her seminar yesterday at a conference, and we were encouraged and challenged. So she's made herself available for this afternoon, and I know this afternoon is busy. There's showers and there's goodbye farewell parties and graduation parties, but at 6 o'clock this evening, we're going to open up our home for anyone, any woman that could, for Mennonite women that would come. So we want to encourage you to do that, and I think you'll find her enthusiasm catching. She's engaging and passionate and full of love for others and for Jesus. So, and also, I think that Rich would not mind if you'd come join him for popcorn also. So it's open to men as well. So hopefully that you can see us. Thank you.
So it's almost convention time for the youth, and we have 9 bags of coffee left. So it's been long enough since we were selling them. You should be out by now. So if you want to come get one of the last 9 bags, they're $15 a bag, and it'd be nice to get rid of them today if we can. Thanks, everyone.
And one last announcement. I just heard yesterday from a friend in Canby. At 3 o'clock this afternoon at Zor Lutheran Church will be a benefit concert. Their youth group goes to Poland most years on a mission trip. And today at 3 will be a concert performed by Marv and Rindy Ross. Those of us old-timers remember them as Seafood Mama or maybe Quarter Flash, most recently as the leaders of the Trail Band. They will be performing at 3 o'clock today, fundraisers, $25 tickets at 3 o'clock at Zor. Okay, if you would open your bulletins to the call to worship. There's a leader part, a people part, and then we'll all join together for the last phrase. And the leader said, "A mighty wind has blown. The Spirit is with us. God's Spirit moves among us and gathers us together. God's Spirit is poured out upon us. Worship God with joy."
Good morning. Please stand and turn in your Mennonite hymnal to number 71. Number 71, "Joyful, Joyful, We Adore Thee." Joyful, joyful, we adore Thee, God of glory, Lord above. Hearts unfold like clouds before Thee, praise Thee, the Son above. Melt the clouds of sin and sadness, drive the dark of doubt away. Giver of immortal gladness, fill us with the light of day. And please turn in the green books, Sing the Journey, to number 3. Number 3. Jesus calls us here to meet Him as Lord and song and prayer. We affirm God's promise from the God who keeps His promise. Praise the turn back in the hymnal to number 20.
Okay, will the ushers please bring yourselves to the front with your baskets? One, two, three, and four. Let us pray. O God, our offerings proclaim that work and worship are one, that life is undivided. Use these gifts for your church's ministries of reconciliation, service, and mercy. Amen.
Would the children come forward and join me for children's story? Hey, come on up. What do you think of my new outfit? Can anybody tell me what kind of plant this is?
A grapevine.
A
grapevine. Yeah, it is a grapevine.
I went to my house this morning with some clippers, And I clipped off all of these long branches because I want to talk about this plant today. We're going to hear a message about what Jesus has to say about the vine and the branches. So tell me, what are these tiny, tiny little things growing here? What are those? Grapes. How will those grapes turn out now that I've cut the branches? How are they gonna turn out now that I've cut them? They're not gonna grow. Well, if they were connected to the vine, they would grow, but I've chopped them off. So now these leaves are going to shrivel up, and all of this is going to die, I'm sorry to say. But if they stayed connected to the vine, they would grow. What would help them grow? What would help them grow connected to the vine? Well, some wind would help. Water. What's up in the sky that's really bright that helps plants grow? The sun. The sun would, and they would be nourished. The rain would help them too. And if they were connected, look what would happen. This is what would turn into beautiful fruit. So Jesus talks about being the vine in the Bible. He is the vine. We are the branches. If we stay connected to Jesus, we're going to grow. And we're going to produce fruit that's going to be, that's going to help others, that's going to help the world. So I want you to remember this about the vine. These vines aren't good anymore. They're going to die because I cut them off from the vine. But if they would have stayed connected to the vine, they would grow and produce fruit.
Hey, Jenna, your green branches are bigger, but they're still good.
Are they still good? Oh. Okay. Let's pray. Jesus, we thank you for each child here this morning. Thank you that we can come together as your people and learn about you and stay connected to you so that you will help us to thrive and grow and produce fruit in your kingdom. We pray in your name. Amen. Now, I don't want you to leave because you're going to get to take some grapes back with you, okay? You can go when you get your grapes. You can go back and sit down. Aren't those beautiful? Beautiful grapes to eat. To your seat. Take them to your seat. Thank you. You can go back to your seats now.
Okay. And today's scripture from the book of John, chapter 15, verses 1 through 7. These are the words of Jesus. I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He lops off every branch that doesn't produce, and he prunes those branches that bear fruit for even larger crops. He has already tended you by pruning you back for greater strength and usefulness by means of the commands I gave you. Take care to live in me, and let me live in you. For a branch can't produce fruit when severed from the vine, nor can you be fruitful apart from me. Yes, I am the vine, and you are the branches. Whoever lives in me, and I in him, shall produce a large crop of fruit. For apart from me, you can't do a thing. If anyone separates from me, he is thrown away like a useless branch. He withers and is gathered into a pile with all the others and burned. But if you stay in me and obey my commands, you may ask any request you like, and it will be granted. Sunitha, you ready? I see she's well introduced in the bulletin already, so I would just like to say, Lord, open our ears and our minds and our hearts to her message this day. Amen. Amen.
Thank you. Good morning. I have had a wonderful time this weekend here in Albany. Yesterday at the conference, mostly with the women, and already this morning with you and your Sunday school, and you all have some characters, I can tell. So I'm sure you have a lot of fun here at this church. I'm also going to say just how I get to travel, right? And I go to a lot of our churches. And I think far too often many of us don't realize how special what we just saw here is. There are not many churches that have this many little people. And the fact that you have that, do not take that for granted. I mean, tend to them and those families, because many of our churches are struggling right now, and mostly because they don't have the next generation in which they can see in front of them every day. And so I encourage you to tend to those little grapes in your midst. I'm going to talk today with you a couple of things. We're going to go through this passage, and also I'm going to add into this our piece of Mennonite women and how we are trying to work at this together. And so I invite you all to sort of open your hearts and open your ears. I will say to you here, as I say to most, especially when I go to churches in which I don't know many of the people, and mostly because I'm an African-American woman and you all are not. I come from a tradition of amens, right? And so it's okay if you can't say amen. But I'm willing to bet somewhere along what I say is either going to cause an amen or an ouch, and either one of them is accepted. So feel free to join in as you feel the need or the call. Join me in a quick prayer. Oh, Creator God, we say thank you. We say thank you for how your spirit is evident in this place. We say thank you already for what you have already done and are yet doing with these your children. I ask in a special way now that you hide Sunitha behind the cross so that these your children will hear what you have for them today. Oh, Lord, we pray we leave this place just a little bit different from the way we came, knowing ourselves and you just a little bit better. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So this wonderful passage, and thank you so much for the vine. That is awesome. I agree. I'm thinking we probably could get that back in the ground really quick, couldn't we? I hope we didn't disturb something here. But it's wonderful, and I'm glad that she brought it, because it'll help us sort of think through what I believe is happening with us all together. So the idea of this passage is that God is the source and the sustainer of our life. God tends to God's creation, right? And God, with great care and precision, all right, produces these wonderful vineyards that we are all, if we know and are blessed to be, are connected in that vineyard to our God, who is tending to it with great care. I think this passage is important for such a time as this, not only in the Mennonite church, but as well as Christianity as a whole is facing our world globally and nationally as well. Jesus is the speaker here. And for all of us in our theology, what we do believe and know that it is through Jesus that we have life. And God makes all of this possible. All this sounds really great
when we say to ourselves and we understand that we are part of this vine that God is tending to, until some of us get cut off, right? And as we think about our church right now, in the midst of splits and people deciding which direction they should go and who should go this way and whether or not they should stay connected, this is where we begin to have problems and we begin to struggle. Because we assume that we are the ones still connected to the vine, right? And for those that are no longer with us, they must have been the ones cut off. This pruning that this passage talks about is that God, all the branches that no longer bear fruit are being cut off, right? They are cut off and discarded. And what we say then, and what we do in the process is, instead of us waiting to really see what God is doing, we ourselves decide who is or should be cut off. We go ahead and we decide to be the cutters of God's vineyard. God has never needed our help in this process. God was taking care of all of this long before any of us showed up. But yet this is what we do. And so for all of us, especially think of where we are, just the Mennonite church alone right now, think of where we are and how we've split. And would you rather believe that you're still connected to the vine and the other side got cut off? Or do you realize that they're probably saying they're connected to the vine and we're the ones cut off? But the reality is for all of us, God loves all of us. And wouldn't it be better for us to think of it this way, that all those vines were just getting too tight together? They were growing so fast and it was so much happening with them that God decided it was time to prune with some precision. And so this vine could go this way and this vine could go this way. And so it wasn't that either or were doing bad or good in any stretch of the imagination, but just that in order for each to bear more fruit, that choking that they were doing to one another needed to be separated. And that's okay. That's okay. There will be many people that this group won't be able to bring into the fold. And that other group will be able to do that. And the other group, there are people that they will never be able to bring into the fold. And this group will be able to do that. Amen. Amen to that. Our problem is we want to be the ones that decide. Right? We all want to play the game. Right? We all have the answers. Right? And so we want to decide who's really in or who's really out. I'm going to say it again. God has never needed your help. Never needed your help. If God is the vine grower, then God is the one plucking up vines and replanting them in more fertile soil, pruning back those branches that were choking out the other so that we can, so that each one can develop more fully. Realizing that all of us are not completely good or completely bad. God knows each group will reach other people, and not all of us can reach everyone. We have to spend more time thinking less of ourselves and what it is that God is calling us to in order for us to bear more fruit. I want you to listen to this passage in Isaiah 5:1-7. And this is what Jesus is referring to when he talks about the vineyard and God as our vine grower. It says this: "Let me sing of my beloved, my love song concerning his vineyard. My beloved has a vineyard on a very fertile hill. He dug it and cleared it of stones and planted it with choice vines. He built a watchtower in the midst of it and hewed out the wine vat in it. He expected it to yield grapes, but it yielded wild grapes. And now, inhabitants of Jerusalem and people of Judah, judge between me and my vineyard. what more was there to do for my vineyard than I have not done in it? When I expected it to yield grapes, why did it yield wild grapes? Why did it yield wild grapes? I thought a lot about that. I think we, especially here in the United States, would have to accept the fact that maybe we are those wild grapes. I think we have to be honest with ourselves that we've taken off and ran in front of so far of what our Father in heaven has had in store. We are so puffed up and so clear of our own rightness that we have forgotten that we are part of God's story and God is not a part of ours. Are we rotten? Are we poison? Are we bitter? What does it mean for us to be wild and growing out of control? Idolatry, selfishness, greed, injustice, self-righteousness, hatred, bigotry. I can go on and on. And if I haven't parked on your street, I guarantee you, you got a street here too. Maybe God is calling us all to see that we are the wild grapes, just like the people who inhabited Jerusalem and Judah and many other parts of the world. And if we are those wild grapes, it doesn't mean that we are completely without worth. We may still have some good taste in us yet. We just need a little more care. So why in the world would Mennonite women pick this passage as their passage? Now, they did this about 5 years ago. I wasn't part of it, right? But yet they have decided that Jesus and the vine was the passage that would go along with who we are as part of our branding. I think overall, as I've processed and sat with this for a while, is I think those women knew clearly that it was not our job and it was not our responsibility to tend to the vineyard. That was not our job. Our job was to be the best and most healthy branch that we could be in it and to realize what our place was in there along the way and to trust more than anything that God was at work in the lives of women and children and the church, and all we had to do was be the best that we could be without choking out or hindering others along the way. Amen. So, sister, Mennonite women now is starting a new campaign called Choosing Sisterhood. We are calling all women to get involved and to assist in building up each other and the church. Now, I find this funny now as I get ready to talk about this because I was with the adult Sunday school. And so a lot of them might think I'm adding this all on now. But it wasn't. I wrote this before I got a chance to talk with you. We figure out what you were talking about. But our call is that all women, and we're asking all women to go and find a new sister very different from themselves. Everyone to find a sister very different from themselves. And when I say very different, and I know this is hard here. I've been in Albany for a few days now, and I'm going to be honest with you. You are the only African-American I think I've passed since I've been here, literally. And I've been here for a few days now, right? So I know your choices in finding other will be a little difficult, right? But each and every one of us is still being called to find someone very different from yourself. So as an African-American woman, I could not go find another sister who was an African-American woman, right? And it's not that we wouldn't have different things to share with one another and support each other in. The reality is we wouldn't be able to go as deep with one another and to truly learn from one another because we would still carry a pretty similar story. And so we're asking everybody to find somebody of a different race, a different ethnicity, a different age, and begin to walk with that person, and really walk with that person. We're asking women to step out of their comfort zones and go choose a sister. And we had a lot of fun. I had a lot of fun with this with our board because they were charged with, they had to find someone of a different race. And they really struggled with it. Oh, my God, you would think I'd ask them to, like, jump off a cliff or something. They were scared to death that they would actually have to do this. But the reality is, and one of the other board members said as they just struggled with, oh, my God, there's nobody in my town and there's nobody, you know. And we kept saying, yes, there are. And that means you have to move from your comfortable spot into another space. Right? You don't get to stay here on Sunday morning and say the first person of color that walks through the door is mine. I get the first one that walks through the door. Right? No, you have to move from this spot and go and find a sister in another space. And then you have to introduce yourself and say, I choose you. For whatever reason, you have chosen that person. And I want to walk with you. And I want you to walk with me. I want to learn from you. And hopefully you will learn something from me. I believe when we begin to do this, all of these things that we see happening in our society today will begin to break down. I am thankful as I watch much of what's happening around us right now that these things are happening, because there are people who realize that there are big systematic problems that we have had for a while. Oppression and marginalization that have happened to specific people groups here, and people are finally saying, yeah, this is a problem. Right? So I'm thankful that we are being pushed in this way. But there have been people saying these for generations. And my belief is the reason why we haven't gotten really far is because we've only been looking at these things on these macro levels. And none of us are doing really individual, personalized work. We read all the books, we watch all the movies, we say, yeah, I get it. But our communities, our families, our situations look just the same. We don't put ourselves in a situation where we actually have to walk with someone who is looking and dealing with life a whole lot different than the way we're dealing with it. So we're asking you to give yourself over to learning from and experiencing God in their life, in their story. And the only way you're going to do that is to go and be with them in those spaces. I want you to think of all the women in desperate need of companionship and support. Women without access to many of the things you take for granted every day. Yesterday, and I think we, as the women processed much of this together, we were able to come up with many ways and many women who are right around us that could use support from educators and teachers in some of our public schools, to nursing homes. Once we really start processing it, we realize that there are a lot of sisters all around us that could use our support and that we could use theirs. Think of the women whose lives are so different from yours that you can't begin to understand what life would look like or feel like in that situation. Think of the women from another generation, older or younger. Listen and learn what it means to be a woman from them in this day and age. We were talking, it was cute, one of the guys in Sunday school today was trying to say Snapchat. He called it about three different things. He was trying to say Snapchat, what the kids use today. And he didn't quite get it right ever, but that's okay, right? But the reality is, if you sit with a young person today, that Snapchat that they take, for them that is so simple and so easy. But to sit with the young person and ask, why is that so important? And how do you operate with that? And what does that mean? And how do you stay connected that way, right? And not to say something's wrong with it or they shouldn't have it, but really try to figure out, for you today, what is that all about, right? Or to go to one of our mothers and say, when you look at where we're at today, how does this jive with the way you came up and what life looked like for you? And how hard is it for you today to be a 70-year-old woman in the time of the Me Too movement? Right? I bet they have some wonderful stories to tell. But we have to slow ourselves down long enough to say, I want to learn from you. Neither is right or wrong. Just simply, I want to walk with you. I want to hear your story. I want to see God at work in and through you. All of these ideas require us to move from our comfort and security to another place of the unknown and full of anxiety. I am fully aware that what we are asking you should cause you a little anxiety. Right? I know this. Right? We talked yesterday about the introvert. Like, there is no way in the world I'm going to walk up to somebody and ask to be my friend. Right? That is so not going to happen. Right? But there are ways in which we can all do this as community together. If we ourselves are unable to do it, to grab a couple of women together and say, let's go. And let's meet these women in this space. We have to move, right, from our comfort zone without the fear that God is not moving with us. You move, and I'll trust me when I tell you, God is already preparing the soil and those other branches to receive you. God's precision is already at work. You just have to trust enough in God to move from these comfortable spaces into what could be, from the very beginning, uncomfortable for you. We talked a lot yesterday, too, about the fact that you might move into a space and it might stay uncomfortable the whole entire time. Guess what? That's okay. We here in the U.S. are far too comfortable. We are far too secure. And because we have so much to keep us safe and secure, we think that is God's blessings on our lives. I am here to tell you that is not a blessing. That is not a blessing. If your world is so insulated that you have control over everything and everybody in it, you should be concerned. Because you're missing so much more of what God has in store for us. Don't worry about those that you will leave behind. For some of you, if you feel God is calling you to go and worship at another church, and you say, but I'll leave all my church family behind. The people here love you, right? They're not going to let you go forever, right? It's okay to move in some of those other spaces and get to see what God is doing. And maybe when you move in some of those other spaces and make new friends and create a new community, you can bring the two communities together. But if we all just sit here and wait for everybody to flood through our doors, how's that been working out for you? I'm just saying, might be working really well. I haven't seen that so much, but, right? Your family, your friends, your church, your community. It is okay if you move away for a little bit, right? In order to build everyone. And that's the way you have to see it. That God is calling you right now and preparing a soil for you to move to another spot, meet a new friend, engage in a new family or a new situation, right? With the sole purpose of bringing you closer to God, not them. All of us here in the church today, especially in the United States, we should be a little concerned. We are now the new mission field. It's us, right? We are so used to going and taking missions and helping out all over here and over there. It's hard for us to realize, no, we are the mission field. We are the ones that need help. I know y'all want to say ouch to that. I'm just going to sit here for a second because I know y'all don't want to hear that. Right? Think about church, the Christianity, especially here in the U.S. Does this seem normal to you? Is it what we read in Scripture every day? We are the mission field. We need help. And instead of us waiting for them to come, I am telling you, God has already planted the soil. It's fertile, it's ripe, it's ready. Go to it and see what God is doing. And see what God has already prepared you for to offer in those new settings. This is great. Make no mistake. I miss my church home. I haven't been with them in a year. I miss my church home. But in a year of being away, I am fully, fully aware of what God is doing. And all of us that are sitting here, there are many, many people who would love to see and walk and hear from you. I want you to think seriously about those that are in prison, those that are in nursing homes, those that are in homeless shelters, those that don't even take the time to go to the homeless shelters and are laying on the side of the street. Don't be so sure that God isn't already there. God is waiting to see if you'll come and do your part. I invite each and every one of you, especially the women. Okay, I'm going to let the men off the hook for a minute. All right? Mennonite women is calling women to do this. Right? All men that have enough courage to step up to the plate, feel free to join us. Right? But we are calling Mennonite women that we can do this. And we truly believe that if the women step out on this faith and find a new friend, it will not only change our own individual lives, but it will change our families, it will change our churches, it will change our community. All that is happening in our world around us, we need to start building these real personal relationships with people very different from ourselves so we can see the God in them, so we can see that God is still at work. We don't have to tend the vineyard. God is doing that with great precision. The problem is you can't see it really well from this spot. Take the courage and step out on faith that God has this in store for each and every one of us. You can relax and join God in some of the most powerful work of the church, simply showing love for one another, and doing that simply for the reason that you and they are the children of the Most High God. And when we do this, we will all be blessed. All you're being asked to do is show love to someone else. So to all the women and the brothers as well, get busy finding your new sister or brother. Start a new gathering of women of diverse backgrounds and stories. Reach out to those that are in prison and nursing homes and homeless. And join them where they are for no other reason but to dwell in the presence of God and feel God's love. Amen. May God bless you all.
For our response hymn, let's turn to number 373, and please stand. Karen will play it through once.
Thank you, Sunitha, for your message. A few other things on her bio. She has been married 25 years and has 7 children and 20 grandchildren. Is that right in numbers? Yeah. So it's great to have you with us, and thank you for your message this morning. This is our prayer and share time, where you are invited to share with us prayer concerns or praises that we can lift up. If you saw in our bulletin, we have a great group going to convention. And next Sunday, on the 30th, we want to have a prayer of blessing for them as they prepare for this trip. So keep them in mind as they're getting ready, and I'm excited about convention. I see we have some visitors, too, today, so I would love to have some of our visitors introduced. Yeah, Jennifer.
I think many of you have had a chance to meet Nina over the last year. Nina, you have to stand up. Yay! Nina's been our daughter since last August when she came over from Switzerland. And just listening to the message this morning, I was moved about opening yourself up. And Nina, at 15, coming all the way from Switzerland for a year. And I told her mom yesterday that I felt moved last year. I thought, I can be a mom to this daughter whose mother is so desperately looking for a place for her daughter to go. And so, you know, it was just an opportunity for me to do that, and it was really meaningful. So her family is now visiting, and Nina said, we must go to church. So, and I also want to say thank you to the youth group and the friends that she's made. A little blessing from Drift Creek being closed this summer is that they had youth camp in January. And so Nina really got a chance to bond with the youth group there. And so that's, you know, she wouldn't have had that opportunity had camp been during the summer. So we are just really blessed to have her family with us. Why don't you guys stand up? Family from Switzerland. This is the Chop family. On the end is Nina's dad, Dieter, and then her sister, Drea, and her mom, Christina, and her brother, Finn. And they will be with us for a week. And tonight we're having a farewell party. So many of you received a personal invitation, but if you didn't receive an invitation and you still want to come to our house at 5 o'clock and join us, please feel free to come and say goodbye and share in the celebration.
Thank you. Good to have you here today.
Hello, everyone. This week, my fiance Abby's parents are here, Sandy and Kevin Byler. They're from Harrisonburg, Virginia. And we're just excited to have them here for a week, show them around Oregon, and then we'll all get ready to head back to Harrisonburg.
Good to have you here, too. We want to remember Kathy LeBaire. Is Mark here? Am I not seeing Mark? Do you want to give us an update on your wife?
Well, she had her hip replaced on Wednesday, and she has a really good attitude, and she's up walking around on her walker and doing fantastic. So that's all we could ask for. Answered prayer.
That's great to hear. Anyone else like to share? Yeah. Well, hi. Welcome.
Hello, everyone. This is Carrie, and I am back for the summer. So I'm very excited. I'll be here for about 7 more weeks. I'm doing a teaching at Portland State, so it's giving me the opportunity to be here for the whole summer. So I look forward to seeing you all and catching up, but I'm really happy to be here today.
Welcome, Carrie. Charlie.
Yes, that was a wonderful sermon this morning, and I just I haven't shared much about my trip down to Mexico. It's very, it really was a wonderful trip. And getting to be with some of my brothers that I've met in Cambie, the Mendez family, and getting invited to go down and celebrate Alvaro's 80th birthday was a wonderful experience. And talking about learning from others and needing others, it's really important. I've met some wonderful people in Cambie, and to get invited down was just, it really touched my heart. And to be there and get to be in that community. I could share a lot, but I'll just share a little bit. And see, personally, I hear the stories of why so many people come and make that trip across the border undocumented. But just to feel it and feel the pain in that community was just, I can hardly take it. And we were celebrating. They had a big band out and celebrating. The band was playing in the street. And we were sitting there as a family and the community come together. And the band stopped. And the band was very loud. Very good, but very loud. They stopped and they were saying, "We're here to celebrate Alvaro's 80th birthday." And this is the first time the family's been together in 26 years. Then the sobbing began as the band took off again. The sobbing was louder than the music. And it's because that community, that whole town was there, feel the pain of separation. And you got to realize how important it is you come to our park on Saturday and welcome our community, our immigrant community, because they suffer a lot and they need friends. And so I just encourage you to come and join us. Right now there's a lot of fear because the present administration has continued their hateful rhetoric. There's a lot of fear in the community. I felt it yesterday. But it was just good to be there, hugs and just friendly faces, and be there to join our community that's suffering right now. So just wanted to say that. And if you'd like to hear more about my trip, it was quite a moving trip, so I could talk more.
Thank you. Kiara.
This is Kiara. I just want to say thank you for the sermon this morning and the challenge that it issues to everyone, not just the women, that everybody can be included in that and learn from seeking out other.
Little Riley Parrott has had surgery a couple weeks ago, so Jen is here maybe to update us on Riley.
Yeah, she had surgery on June 10th, and recovery was tough, but she is back to normal.
It's very good news. Anyone else like to share? Shirley, and then Jack.
I would like to ask for prayer for our neighbor, Bruce. He's had brain cancer, and he's been getting different treatments, which haven't helped at all, and they're going to try surgery this week. But they would appreciate your prayers.
Kelly.
I've shared with some, but just prayers for safety for Don this week. He's on a bike trip with Phil Histan. They're going down the coast. And so just keep him in your prayers.
Thank you. Good news for Paul David Heiser, who was in skilled care for 3 months with a leg injury. He is now back in his apartment at Marquis, so we're grateful for that he's feeling better. Harold.
I've had a Mexican fellow working at my place for the last week or two, doing yard work, garden work, those kinds of things. This morning, I didn't know whether he'd be there this morning or not, but when I came out the driveway, he and a friend of his were there. And they had my trailer hooked up to the back of their car some way. It wasn't sitting level. It was tilted way down like this, and he needed to move it. And so I said, "You have a trailer hitch on there?" He said, "No, no." He said, "That's a Mexican trailer hitch." And I haven't figured out yet how he did it. But anyway, as I was getting ready to leave, he said something about Iglesia, which is Spanish church. And I said, "Yeah, I'm going to church this morning." And he said, "Well," he said, "you talked to God about me this morning." And I said, I talk to God almost every day, and I'll talk to him about you today, too. So let's talk about Juan this morning in our prayer.
Thank you. I'm just going to ask where you're sitting and if you're comfortable to hold hands with those beside you. If you prefer not to, that's okay. That person beside you will not be offended. So this is just Jana asking a request to hold hands as we pray. Lord, I thank you for this message this morning and for our sister Sunitha and the leadership and gifts that she brings to our Mennonite denomination. I just pray a special blessing on her as she continues to share her good fruit with others, expressing your love and grace to those she meets. We pray for her safety, travel mercies, and that you would be with her family. Lord, as we think about what does it mean to be good fruit, help us to remember those fruits of joy, peace, kindness, patience, generosity. May you be at work growing those things in us as we call you Lord, as we want to be connected to you and in relationship with you. We pray this morning for the safekeeping of those we love, those that we've named, for healing, for your presence with them as we in silence remember them. Lord, thank you that Carrie can be with us this summer. Pray a blessing on her and the things she's involved with. We just rejoice in her presence with us and pray that you would continue to be with her. We think of those, the Mendez family, Bruce, Don Yoder, Juan, Matthew and Becky today. Thank you for the healing, your healing touch on Kathy LaBere and Riley Paradis. Lord, continue to strengthen them, renew their energy and life. May they know your presence. Thank you for your continued healing of Paul David Heiser and just that he can be back in his apartment. Bless him, Lord. May he know that you have been protecting and watching over him. Thank you for his family and their care. Lord, we pray for our country and its leaders, asking for wisdom and strength as they make decisions, as they speak about their passions, their motivations to be good leaders. We thank you for Nina today and her family, for this opportunity that she could be a part of our church family this year. Thank you for Jeremy and Jennifer opening their home and the friendships, the relationships that she's gained from this and that her family can be with her today. So we pray especially the challenge of this message. Can we, will we, step out of our comfort zones to gain new relationships, to learn from others, to hear their stories. To thank you for the way you are working already in these ways. And Lord, we ask that you would continue to give us strength to look beyond those that are like us, to look beyond those places of safety and reach out. We offer our prayers and our praise to you, who we strive to follow as we pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever.
Stand for the sending song, one more song that pertains to the vine and the seasons of life. Please stand. Oh, I'm sorry. Number 100 in the purple book, Sing the Story. Number 100.
Jana shared with me the perfect benediction. Go now and love one another, because love is from God. Proclaim God's salvation to every generation. Remain in Jesus Christ, and like branches of a vine, draw your life from him. And may God the vine grower tend you and make you fruitful. May Christ Jesus abide in you and give you life. And may the Holy Spirit cast out all fear and fill you with God's love. We go in peace now to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ, amen.